Community dietitian in the Ministry of Health, Wellness, Environmental Health, and Energy, Melody Hercules, said when children consume balanced meals, especially at breakfast, to start their day, this helps them in many positive ways. She said eating healthy, balanced foods ensures that children are not moody and they are able to stay awake and more focused in their classes.
A balanced meal in general. So we're looking at our complex carbs, our proteins, our vegetables, our fruits. They all need these things to be able to function properly in class. And I know sometimes I'm guilty of it myself. We get up late, there's so many things to get done. And we oftentimes skip breakfast. Mm-hmm. And this could affect the children significantly. As adults, if we are hungry, we don't eat on time, or we skip breakfast, we tend to get very moody. We tend to get very tired. So just think of students who may not be able to recognize what emotion that they're feeling. They're not paying attention in class. They're already moody. They want to sleep and they just started. This is very important for them to have a balanced meal.
Miss Hercules reminded parents and guardians that a balanced, healthy diet does not have to be expensive, and she encouraged parents to operate within their budgets.
It doesn't have to be anything crazy. I know sometimes we think eating healthy or eating a balanced meal, you have to go to your way and go on TikTok or Pinterest and look up these fancy ideas, but you have to work with what you have. Everybody's family budget is not the same. So we like to tell persons, just try to have a complex carb, a protein, some fruits, some vegetables. That could simply be oats in the morning with a banana and maybe a boiled egg, or it could be a egg sandwich or tuna sandwich with some lettuce and tomato, cucumbers, your vegetables inside of it. They can walk with the fruit for a break. They can have their tea in the morning with a little bit of milk because they will need the calcium. You don't have to necessarily add sugar because we still have to be mindful of our sugar and salt intake. But simple things just like that, maybe cornflakes and milk with a fruit, whatever you have available to you, you make use, but make sure it is balanced, that they're not just having a piece of cake and some juicy or bread and juicy.
Miss Hercules also advised students to stay away from sodas, noting that fruit, whole grains, proteins, and healthy fats are good for children.
Even now, you're seeing a lot of children very early in the morning with a bottle of Coke or Sprite or a carbonated beverage first thing in the morning. That is not a balanced or healthy meal, and it's going to affect them because now they'll have this sugar rush in school and won't be able to pay attention. So oats with milk and fruit, eggs with whole grain bread, avocado toast. Yes, because that's a healthy fat. So you can use that as well. Protein and healthy fats help children feel satisfied, so they would less likely be peckish throughout the day and they won't feel hungry when they're supposed to be paying attention in class, while whole grains and fruit provide longer lasting energy. As I said, breakfast does not have to be complicated. You also have to work with what your child likes to eat, if they have any allergies. So just try to find things that are within your budget but follows the guideline of balance. Complex carbs, protein, fruits, and vegetables.
Community dietitian in the Ministry of Health, Wellness, Environmental Health, and Energy, Melody Hercules. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.